turn with me in your Bibles, please, to 1 Samuel chapter 3. First Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see, and ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever, for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli, that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. And Samuel lay until the morning, and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel, and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, Here am I. And he said, What is the thing that the Lord hath said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit, and hid nothing from him. And he said, It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Anybody know what family Samuel is of? Interesting question, isn't it? Because later on, well, we see him here identified as a prophet, but later on we see him also offering sacrifice, don't we? Yeah. Samuel is a Kohathite. Very interesting. But he is also a prophet. He is a Kohathite, however. That's in 1 Chronicles 6:28, if you're minded to look that up. All right, so we have a very interesting scenario here. Samuel is staying with Levi in and around the house of God there in the priest's quarters, and he goes to sleep one night, and the Lord calls to him, Samuel. And he gets up and he runs to Eli. He says, What do you want? Here I am, Hanani. What do you need? Eli says, You must be dreaming. Go back to bed, little boy. So he goes back to bed. A few minutes later, and the voice comes again. Samuel runs right to Eli again. Eli says, I didn't call you. Another bad dream? Go back to bed. Third time, Samuel. And so he runs to Eli again. You called me. I didn't call you. But by this time, Eli understands what's going on. It's the Lord speaking to Samuel. And so he says, the next time he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Now, this is an interesting thing. The Lord could have simply revealed himself to Samuel like that, without the three things, without the four visits, without three times running to Eli. What are we supposed to learn from this? Again, this is not a book that the Lord makes longer by adding words so he can charge more money for it like some authors. Right? What is the Lord telling us here? First of all, he's showing us the unflinching obedience of Samuel. Right? Three times he thinks that Eli has called him, and so he is right there. And the tenor of the text, it doesn't explicitly say it, but the tenor of the text is that Samuel's obedience is unflinching. It's immediate. He is right there. So this is a great example of what obedience truly is, isn't it? We are often satisfied with substandard obedience from ourselves. The Lord tells us to do something, and we say, oh, man. And then we go ahead and do it. And we're satisfied because we obeyed. John tells us that the love of God is that we love His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. This is the kind of obedience, the kind of feel we get from Samuel here. The other thing that he's doing is he's chiding Eli. The Lord is chiding Eli, isn't he? Your sons, Eli, they're not receiving this vision. You're not receiving this vision. Samuel is receiving the vision. So the Lord is chiding Eli for his wicked behavior as a high priest, not excommunicating his sons. All right, so then the Lord appears to Samuel, and he tells Samuel this prophecy. And, you know, it's really interesting. Down in verse 16, after Samuel receives the prophecy from the Lord that night, finishes out his night's rest, gets up in the morning, Eli calls him. What does Samuel say? Hineni. Same response. He is right there with obedience. He doesn't use the prophecy against Eli. Oh, you're no priest at all. Look how you've treated your sons. I don't have to obey you. He understands his duty. He understands obedience. What a model. What a good example Samuel is of what true obedience is. I don't sense any shuffle in his shoes. So then he receives the prophecy that Eli's house will be destroyed because I just locked up here because I remembered what the Lord said to him. Therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. Wow. So Samuel, he's not really forward to tell Eli. Now you can't really blame him. He's received a prophecy. Well then Eli, who is still his superior and still in the office of high priest, calls him before him. And he says, tell me what he told you, he being God. And then he says something very interesting. He says, God do so to you and more if you don't tell me every whit. You know, he had authority to do that. You remember when Jesus was before the high priest and he made all of these accusations against Christ, or all of the false witnesses arose and made accusations against Christ? And the high priest turns to him and he says, answer thou nothing? And Jesus is silent. And then the high priest says, I adjure thee by the living God, answer. And he did. You know why he did? Because he was the high priest. So Samuel here is a type of Christ in that he's reluctant to tell Eli of the coming judgment, and yet he adjures him by the living God, and Samuel speaks. And don't you love Eli's response? It's a very interesting response. Samuel told him every whit and hid nothing from him. And he said, Eli, that is, it is the Lord. It is Yahweh. Let him do what seemeth him good. A poor father, certainly a man who understood the sovereignty of God. All right, so then the chapter closes with Samuel being recognized as a prophet. The Lord appeared to him again in Shiloh. The Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Samuel was established as a prophet throughout the entire land. So in the chapters then that come, we have the fall of Eli's house, the taking of the ark, and the calling of Saul to be king. That's what we have in the chapters to come. Let's stand and continue praising God in the singing of psalms.